All right, we'll continue with our driver media availabilities. We've now been joined by Brad Kozlowski. If you have a question for Brad, go ahead and raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. We'll start with Jordan Bianchi in the back.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. You've raced against Denny Hamlin for the entirety of your career. I'm curious, what do you think separates Denny and makes him so great from others?
That's a good question. Denny's got a lot of talent. I don't know if he gets enough credit for as much talent as he has, and he's very focused, which oftentimes I think he doesn't get enough credit for. And it's a unique combination in our sport. He's certainly very driven to be a part of the sport, loves it. I was watching the video here from the 2020 race where he blew a tire out, and I think this is the only crown jewel he doesn't have, right? I know that stings. I probably feel the way about Daytona he feels about this place. It sucks to get that close and not win it. I know how much that's got to hurt, but he's putting in good effort. He landed with a great team, 18 years ago, I guess, 19 years ago, and has just capitalized on it, made the most of his cars and opportunities, and I don't know if he probably gets the credit he deserves.
How would you kind of compare him against other great drivers that you raced against? I'm not, maybe ranking them, but versus the Jimmys and the Jeffs and the Kyles, those kind of things.
That's a good question. I think certainly he's talented. I wouldn't cut that away from him. Obviously a different approach, which, is not good or bad. It's just different. A lot of focus on, the race weekends and preparing at a high level, that I think is admirable.
All right.
Did I answer your question, Jordan? Was that good?
You're welcome. All right. Our next question will go to Nate Ryan.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Brad, I think you're one of two guys racing Sunday who remember what it was like to win here on the Oval. Mm-hmm. So maybe the big picture perspective on what it means for NASCAR to be back on the Oval with the Cup Series, and then for you, what does it feel like? What's it like to win at Indianapolis Motor Speedway on the Oval?
Yeah, I mean, it's a return of a crown jewel race, which is great. I don't think anyone really considered the road course a crown jewel race. And so it kind of returns back to that status. I think that's huge for our sport, and it means a lot to me as a driver, and I'm assuming it does for the other drivers as well. So a welcome return. It's not going to be an easy race. I'm sure there's going to be, a lot of drama on pit road and with the respect to how the cars will draft and how they'll run nose to tail around the track and all those pieces. We're still going to go back to some of those headaches, but I think we kind of learned that that's not necessarily a bad thing. That's part of what made Indy Indy, right? And so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out with tires and all those things along the line. But I think it's very meaningful to me to see it back on the I guess you call this oval, quad oval. Is it a quad oval? I don't know what it's called.
Rectangle.
So it's good to see it back. For me, I winning this race and kind of having your name on that crown jewel list, it's a really special feeling. It's kind of a dream come true. And it really sank in the best, I think, 2 years ago when we took the picture with all the drivers that have won here. And you think about, there's no slouches on that list, right? It's a lot of champions. And the track just has a history for that, of the people that win here, with very few exceptions, are champions. And it feels good to be on that list.
And then if I can ask you one thing completely separate from Indy, this is 10 years, the 10-year anniversary of the first elimination rounds playoffs for NASCAR was 2014. You were a huge part, even though you didn't make the championship round. I mean, you were a huge part of the storylines throughout those playoffs. Looking back on that, what do you remember now about what it was like to go through 2014 playoffs and what has it meant for NASCAR?
Yeah, I think, the playoffs were an interesting change to our sport. you know, there's people that like him and there's people that don't like him. There's parts I like personally and parts I don't like personally. And the first year was really kind of that 2014 season was everybody kind of getting to understand the system in real time. And, like, you know, you read about it and you read the rules and all that, but you didn't really fully understand how it would change the behaviors until you actually saw it. And I think there was definitely some behavioral changes in the garage and in the sport that are, you know, due to the playoffs. And we all needed like a rep through it to see what that would be. And it changed our sport. There's no way of saying it didn't. But, you know, it the real effect of the playoffs to me was the next two or three seasons when people started to get comfortable with it. And then you started to see the playoffs actually have an effect on the rest of the season that wasn't the playoffs, right? Because people had a better understanding for what that meant. So it's a... You know, it's definitely been a change for our sport.
All right, Jeff, I believe you had a question.
With the 2-week break coming up here, how are you going to manage that that RFK? Like, well, do you still have people coming in the shop, or are you going to send everybody home? What's the plan?
You know, our strategy so far, Jeff, has been, you know, to tell people, please go home, please take a vacation, but not force it. We kind of learned the hard way that forcing people to take vacations is sometimes not always good for them. Sometimes they get more mad at you than that than if you just told them we have to work. So everybody will kind of figure out their own thing with, you know, kind of a heavy nod of please go take some time off and come back well rested. We're very fortunate at RFK that, you know, at this time we have both cars in the playoffs, one locked in but one not locked in but in the playoffs. And we need to make the best run we can make through that stretch. And, you know, it's very much a people sport. And we need those people to be energized and focused when that time comes. And this is their best chance to kind of catch their breath.
All right. I believe Lewis has a question up here. And then Lee in the back.
Lewis Frank Reuters, Brad.
Hey, Lewis. Good to see you again.
Yeah, it's good to see you. Like high tech, you're kind of an alpha tester now. You have 50 minutes of practice today, and who's going to rule on Sunday, a crew chief or the driver, about changes? Because you're obviously going to be making a lot of changes in the race.
Yeah, you know, with the next gen car, you know, I think first time for us on the track with it here. 50 minutes is not a lot. You know, it's interesting. You know, my time in the sport, it used to be if we changed a tire or if we changed a wicker, we had, you know, an extra 4 hours of practice and a test day or whatever it might be. Now it's like, well, let's just change the whole car and yeah, we'll give you 50 minutes. So it's interesting how that's changed over the years. The mentality's changed. So now it's, you know, honestly, it's more about the engineers than it is me. You know, that they'll run all the simulations and they'll come up with, you know, one little doodad that they'll change by a couple thousandths of an inch and, you know, will make all the difference in the world. And I'll just shake my head like I understand what they mean. and that's kind of what it is. And you have to trust those guys at this level because, you know, what they have access to is far superior than what I have access to. It used to be I had access to the track time. That was my access. But they have access because we don't have the track time. They have access to really powerful simulation and you know, digital tools as a whole that, you know, at some point you just kind of have to nod to as a driver and say, I'm not worthy, and let them kind of have their moment.
Lee?
Still not working. There it is.
I got you, Lee.
Lee Spencer, SiriusXM, NASCAR Radio, and CatchFence.com. How do you feel about, after missing the playoffs last year, being back in?
Well, you know, it's 22 was not a lot of fun. 23, obviously, we made the playoffs, and this, you know, being back in 24, it just kind of, you know, feels like a redemption ride to, you know, be a part of turning around the organization and, you know, to some degree, my own career. You know, when I did the deal at RFK, you hated to you know, kind of resign or to losing a year or two of your career, but the reality is that's kind of you knew that was what it was going to be. And I felt like I'd have a good 3-year runway before we could get it where we wanted it to be. And now we're in the third season. You know, we're having a slightly better year than what we had last year in 23 with having a win where last year we didn't have a win. I feel like we're more competitive in some ways. More importantly, I feel like we're a lot more prepared for the playoffs than we were last year. And I think we'll have a better playoff run than we did last year. I can't remember. We finished 7th and 8th in the points with our two cars last year. And I think we realistically have a shot at getting both cars in that round of 8 and one of the cars in the you know the championship round. And from there, who knows what's going to happen. So I'm excited about that progress. I'm just kind of eager to see it through.
You mentioned Buescher earlier. How important is this to your success in the playoffs to have both cars in the final 10 races?
Well, it certainly helps. You know, having both cars in the playoffs is a really big deal for us on a number of levels. You know, whether it's the partnership side and being able to, you know, kind of keep that side going, which is obviously really important for us to be able to pay the bills. The recruiting side, you know, we're always – it's always going to be turnover in our sport. We don't like it, but it's a reality. People come and they go. And, you know, you want to, anytime somebody leaves, you want to be able to replace them with someone that's, you know, of equal or greater talent. And when you're a car that's got a pedigree of playoffs, whether it be, you know, consecutive playoff runs or just even success in the playoffs, that's so huge for us with recruiting talent. And then I look at it probably even more impactful for us is at the OEM level. At the OEM level, generally, the next season's testing schedule is based off of your performance in the season prior. And the more success you have, the higher impact, higher quality kind of test you get. So it can really kind of parlay to that degree, Lee. And I think understanding that and maximizing that is really important to us.
All right, we'll go to Dustin up front here. Thank you.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. While no competitor is going to feel sorry for another competitor because that's just another spot you can get, it's a dog-eat-dog world. I'm curious, when you look at what Kyle Busch is going through, and I don't know if you can relate in any way, but obviously we've seen years where champion drivers don't have great seasons, and the saying is, it's not like they forgot how to drive.
Yeah,
I can look at it from one perspective, but when you see what Kyle's going through and what you've experienced in your career, what do you see, and can you relate in any way? And what is it like to go through something like that where a lot of it is probably out of your control?
You know, it's obviously not a fun thing to experience yourself. So, you know, you do kind of look out and recognize that it's probably not a lot of fun for him, too. The series and sports in general are always full of ebbs and flows. And for the most part of his career, Kyle's done a fantastic job, at least in the Cup Series, of avoiding those down years. So, you know, law of averages eventually hits you to some degree. And, you know, he's kind of going through that now. I was actually surprised last year with how well they ran. I thought their year last year would look more like this year, and their year last year would be like this year. It would be this year where they won multiple races. So I don't know. I don't have my finger on the pulse of, you know, what's going on with his team or with that organization, but I know that's not a fun experience. And, you know, it's a true test of character of how you come through that.